This is the County Cricket Roundup podcast for the 7th of April. There was a win for Yorkshire and a closer than expected one for Warwickshire as the first batch of matches against the universities drew to a close around the country. The remaining four fixtures all ended in draws. It was the county champions match at the Parks which proved to be the nail-biting affair. The contest swung one way and then the other throughout the final day as Warwickshire collapsed in their second innings, setting Oxford MCCU just 155 to win. The students then collapsed to 13 for 4 before recovering, but ultimately falling 22 and short of causing an upset, as Tom Milnes saved the Bears' blushes by taking 7 for 39. Warwickshire had resumed on 72 for 2 in their second innings and should have batted to safety. Have they lost their last 8 wickets for just 39 runs, as the questions surrounding the occasionally fragile batting resurfaced? Oxford skipper Charles Morris and Kent seamer Ben Kemp each picked up a brace of wickets, while Charlie Ellison and Cornelius Bodenstein helped wrap up the tale. The Oxford fifth wicket pair of Lloyd Sabin and Ben Williams added 95 following the top order's failure, but they both fell within an over of each other and the remainder soon followed. Oxford were all out for 133 to lose by 21 runs. Yorkshire's victory over Leeds Bradford MCCU was a more straightforward affair. After setting the students a hypothetical 416 for victory, they soon had them 17 for 5 as Liam Plunkett got off the mark with his new county. William van der Spar and Alexander McQueen did offer some brief resistance, but Plunkett returned and they were all out, just 121. Yorkshire's overnight pair of Adam Lyle and Alex Elise had both completed their centuries in the morning, allowing the hosts to declare on 289 for 2. Cambridge MCCU's batsmen showed markedly more fight second time around, as they had little difficulty in playing out the draw against Essex. Ben Foulkes raced to his 100 at the start of the day, with Essex then declaring to set Cambridge an impossible 650 to win. The home side lost James Johnson early to Tymal Milnes, but Napunu Senaratna hit 82 and shared useful partnerships with Zafar Ansari and Akbar Ansari, who each made 31. Cambridge eventually ended on 177 for 4. Rishabh Shah hit 57 not out for Durham CCU, as they finished on 151 for 5 after being set 495 to beat Durham. Scott Borthwick was the pick of the home side sat with 3 for 26, while Ben Stokes and Callum Thorpe each shipped in with a wicket. Earlier, the overnight pair of Keaton Jennings and Will Smith had each brought up three figures, at which point Durham brought their second innings to a halt at 244 for 1. Sussex's weather-affected match against Loughborough MCCU ended in the expected draw. Chris Nash hit 60 in the second innings as the home side closed on 105 for 2. Five of the Sussex attack had each taken two wickets, as Loughborough had been bowled out for 155 in their first innings in reply to the home side's 297 earlier in the day. And Cardiff MCCU escaped with a draw against Glamorgan thanks to 62 from Kent's Fabian Cowdery. They had been set 348 to win and progressed well initially before Jim Allenby halted the momentum by taking three wickets. Glamorgan declared their second innings at 241 for 5 earlier in the day, as all the middle order enjoyed useful time at the crease.